when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon. Good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there. By the way, you are listening to Blood River Radio, and we were proudly syndicated nationally and even internationally by Liberty News Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and it just so happens it's February the 3rd, the first Saturday in February, the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ 2024, the only name under the sun which man can be saved. Jesus Christ Almighty, it's that simple. People, as you know, this is a Christian radio show. I say as you know. I'm talking about people that listen to us all the time, of course. We are a Christian show, and I would like to, if you don't mind, we always start off with a quick prayer. And so we're going to do that just today. We don't ever do anything. We never make a move on Blood River Radio without a prayer because, dear people out there, nothing is possible without God Almighty. And we're never going to fail to honor Him. So if you will please bow your heads. Almighty God, Almighty Father, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of all that's seen and unseen, oh, Lord, thank you so much for sending your Son, your only begotten Son, to earth to pay the sin debt for us. Lord, we every human being here deserves hell. It is written in the Scripture, for all has sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You are saved by grace through faith. And even that faith is not our own, O Lord. That faith is a gift that you have given to us through the Holy Spirit, because it is impossible for man to believe the Holy Scripture. It is impossible for us to save ourselves without faith and without grace. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. We thank you so much, God, for sending your Son to die on the cross. We thank you so much. And Lord, I want you to help us. Give us the strength. Give us the will, because we can't have that without you, Lord. Give us the desire and the courage to always fight the battle for you, Lord. And Lord, I've been thinking a lot lately. I'm going to try to make this prayer not too long. I don't want to be like the heathen, the Pharisees, the Sadducees that stand in the corner and wail and pray hour on end praying. But I want to, this comes from the heart of the Lord. Lord, our people, our white Christian people, dare I say Christian, I'll just say our white people, some that say they're Christian that are not, Lord. Dear God, please open the eyes of the 90, the 80%, the 70% of our white people in the world who cannot see the enemy. Lord, here in the Bible Belt in the South, I think it's the whoremonger belt, because there is no way you can be a Judeo-Christian. Oh, Lord, it's like saying I'm a virgin whore. It's the same thing. There's no, either you're Jew, you're Muslim, you're Hindu, you're Shinto, or you're Christian. There's no mixing of the two. Lord, I know there's people a lot smarter than I am that claim to be Judeo-Christians, and they are blessing the Antichrist Jews that are killing Palestinians en masse. They're killing Palestinian women, children, babies, suckling babes. They're destroying our borders, oh Lord, and here in the United States of America. They're flooding us with non-Christians, hordes, millions of coloreds that hate us, that hate your children. Lord, these Antichrist Jews are in control. They're doing the same thing in Europe. They're doing the same thing in Australia and New Zealand. And now, Lord, that is why the sons of their father, the devil, as Biscuit would call them, the officer corps, that's why they hate Russia so bad. Russia, oh Lord, as you well know, is the largest depository of white Christians in the entire world. It's the only modern nation, white nation, that has not given completely over to this satanic sexual perversion that they like to call LGBT. Lord, if you will, please, God, before it's too late, I hope, Lord, that you haven't already passed final judgment on the United States and the West has become so perverted. Knock the scales off of these people's eyes. Lord, do what you have to do. Use pain. Use anything it takes. If you can't, Lord, if you can't bring them around, kill them. Get them out of our way because they're our enemy as much as the Antichrist Jew. And Lord, without saying, Lord, please never let us falter here on Blood River Radio. Let us always have the courage. Never let us get too discouraged to keep fighting the battle. And Lord, if you could, please supply the resources that we need to further this battle, to expand our battle, to take it to the enemy. Instead of setting back, as one of your godly generals said, General Nathan Bedford Forrest, oh Lord, he once said, probably more than once, never stay still, never be stationary and absorb a charge. Instead, Lord, let us do the charging. Let them absorb our charge. Let them die for their cause. Don't let us die for our cause, Lord, unless it's your will. And anyway, Lord, I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear people, we also, on this program, we always go to the donors before we do anything else, because without donors, I know you've heard this speech 100 times before, without donors, there would be no Blood River Radio. That's that simple. Without donors, there would be no Liberty News Radio. We could not come on the air. Sam Bushman and company could not broadcast us out, do whatever they do. I have no clue how the technology works. Little Lizzie, a.k.a. Miss Teenage America, she knows. She's only 16, and she may be 17 now, but, Lord, I don't know how that works. But please let's keep Sam healthy. I know he had a serious operation not long ago, but anyway, I'd like to thank these donors right here. And first of all, excuse me for getting sidetracked there, y'all. I'm getting really wound up and emotional. We have Charles, aka Chuck, in Missouri. He sent me a really nice letter. He's one of my Ku Klux Klan buddies. I go up to the Zeke, Arkansas, every now and then, and I'm not in the Klan, but I probably need to be. But he's a Klansman and one of the nicest Christian fellows you've ever seen. I would use his full name, but he may not want me to. But thank you so much, Charles, a.k.a. Chuck. Thank you very, very, very much. You're such a kind and wonderful man, a principled man. You always stand for truth and justice. I know you. Also, what a shocker, Ken from Glenbrook, New York. My Lord, Big Ben, if there ever was a Big Ben, it's you. Thank you so much, Ken, and thank you so much, Charles. Without your support, we could not make it. Dear people, dear precious Blood River Radio family, here's a quick outline right here. Rand was supposed to be here with me. I was going to go solo, but I'm not. But I said, Sister Monica, my baby sister who I love so much, Sister Monica, a.k.a. Braveheart, she's going to be sitting in with me. She's going to be coming in pretty soon. And I always look forward to working with her. But anyway, Rand had to take off of work today. And I told him, yeah, go ahead, make money while the money you make is good. Because you know what? Tomorrow's not promised you, buddy. That job could drop in a heartbeat. You could fall off of a tractor. Anything could happen. So anyway, it's going to be me and Sister Braveheart, first hour. We've got a lot to cover. An hour two, we have Sister Braveheart and the Bell Cow. Sister Nancy, she has a surprise for y'all when she comes on today. In hour three, guess who, y'all? The one and only Bitter Ender. It'll be the Bitter Ender, Gene Andrews, and Sister Nancy, a.k.a. the Bell Cow, carrying the third hour. Well, people, that's it right now. I can't think of a thing else. I'm hoping not forgetting any business or anything. But anyway, this is going to be kind of, I hope you don't think it's too rambling, but I'm going to try to use generalities Well, folks, we got to go to a quick break, and maybe I'll think of that term I'm looking for when we come back. So please don't go anywhere. Hang on, and we'll be right back after this first commercial break. Thank you for waiting.
Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. If you will, be kind of patient with me. Cut me a little slack because I'm old, man. I'll be 77 in April. But if I screw this up, have a little mercy. I'm going to try to tell you. Like, I'm not lecturing to you people. I know some people are just coming on, and you might have been like me. You might be a recovering Baptist. I think I've already recovered, though. People that listen to this program, they probably no doubt in their mind that I have made a full recovery from being an Antichrist Southern Baptist. And I think that's hardcore, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to start right now. People, we hear about the Jews, you know, we're anti-Semitic. These Judeo-Christians talk about, you know, we have to support Israel. Israel is the promised land. Jews are God's chosen people. We hear that all the time. These poor, mixed-up people I prayed for in the first segment to knock the damn scale off their eyes. Well, here's the thing, people. The Jew has been around. And I was thinking about this last night. The Jew has actually been here before Adam and Eve. And here's why you say, oh, well, how's that? Here's why. Because that old serpent, that spirit, that evil spirit, Satan, the devil, Prince of the Morning. He was kicked out of heaven. It depends on who you talk to. The first sin being probably pride. He said, I will be greater than the Most High. I will be lifted above the Most High. The fellow angels will worship me. Well, they kicked him out of heaven, and he landed on earth. Well, sometimes, and I don't know when, a lot of Christians will say 6,000 years ago, God created the earth, did it in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested. He created all these wonderful things, and he created Adam. And out of Adam, he saw Adam was lonely. He created Eve, and they were living in paradise in the Garden of Eden. Well, what happened? That great serpent, the devil, came. He could not stand. He hated God. The serpent hated everything that God made. He especially hated mankind, a.k.a. Adam and Eve. He really did. And all demons hate humans. They look down on humans like they're inferior because they're so much stronger and mightier than we are. Okay, that made the point. The serpent, the first one to tempt Adam and Eve and cause them to get kicked out of heaven. Now, fast forward. If you ask me, I'm sure some of you people are saying, well, how could the Jews be in the Garden of Eden when there was only two people there, Adam and Eve? Some people you might count three being the devil. Well, if you will fast forward, and I don't have my Bible open to that chapter right now, but I got some other scriptures here. If you just fast forward to John 8:44, we've read on this with this program a long time. This came to me. We read that scripture all the time. When Jesus Christ is looking into the devil, excuse me, well, same thing. He was looking into the eyes of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes, and all the high-up, muckety-muck Jews, not just the regular old, working stiff Jew, but the cream of the crop Jews. He looks into them through the eye, and he's saying something like, why do you hate me? A man who's come to tell you the truth. He said, I'll tell you why you hate me. And I'm cutting some of this out of the scripture, so I'm doing it kind of from memory, so I'm paraphrasing. He says, you hate me because I come from my Father. I come from God. I am of my Father. You being the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes, you are of your father, the devil, and you will do his will. He was a murderer in the beginning. He was a liar in the beginning. He cannot tell the truth because the truth is not in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh it on his own. And that's pretty close to scripture right there. Well, people, dear people, this just dawned on me. If they are of their father, the devil, and the devil has been around since before, and I said even before the Garden of Eden got kicked out of heaven, then it stands to reason that his sons have been his sons have been around forever. His daughters have been around forever. Because I don't know when Satan had his first offspring, but I mean, he didn't have an offspring like, biologically, but he has demons, which are fallen angels. Anyway, you get the point. So these Jews have been around forever. And these Antichrist Jews. Here's a caveat. Yes, a Jew can become saved if he will do like all the rest of us, if he will believe in his heart and confess with his lips that Jesus was the Son of God, that God sent him here for propitiation of our sins, that he died, he was tortured, he hung on a cross, he died, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. If they will do that, they too can be saved. Anyone can. Anyone, a black, a Hindu, a Shinto, if you will come around and do that, that's all there is to it. And that's my belief. Some people have what they call Christian identity, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm just going by what Scripture says. And that is flat out Scripture. So, but these Antichrist Jews that I'm talking about, they have been here since all that time. And they're still with us. And this is one of the main points I'm making, folks. If you go back, as far back as you want to go in history, as long as there's been Jews in a semi-civilized world, and back in Jesus' day when he was walking the earth, there was civilization. A lot of people might say that we weren't civilized, but it was a civilization. They didn't, nothing like we have now. But The Jews have been behind every war that we've ever had on earth. And there's a point, this reason I'm talking about this, about these wars. Every war we've ever had. In Jesus' day, when, right before he's getting to get crucified, when they were getting, when Pontius Pilate was getting ready to try him, Pontius Pilate, and you've heard me say this many times, and I'm not a school-bound preacher, but I can read the Bible. And here's what it says. The Roman governor did not want to crucify Jesus. He did not want to kill him because he had put Jesus on trial. He had found that he was totally without sin. And so he asked the Jews, thinking they would acquiesce and say, hey, this man, we have had a trial. We found him. He has done no harm, committed no sin. He's harmless. He's a gentle guy. Why don't we just turn Barabbas? Why don't we just set him free? But he said, why don't we let him go? Because every year is the custom of the Jews, and we Romans, we allow it. We release one prisoner, no matter how evil he is. So should we just release Jesus? And he thought they would, they being the Jews. But no, they said no. Keep in mind why they would be evil. They said, no, release Barabbas into us. He said, well, are you sure? Yes, we want Barabbas. He said, what should we do with Jesus? And they screamed, blood murder, curdling screams, crucify him. But he's done no wrong. Crucify him. For fear, and the Bible says, I'm not there, but it says pretty close to this, but for fear of a ruckus, of a riot, of a disturbance, and that would look bad. The Pontius Pilate did not want the emperor in Rome to get wind that he could not control this town. So he acquiesced. He sentenced Jesus to die, and he released Barabbas, and he said, here's what Pontius Pilate said, the Roman governor. You do it. You be it. It be unto you. I wash my hands of it. He said, let his blood be on you, not me. And the Jews, the Antichrist Jews, screamed, let his blood be upon us and upon our children. Well, that was 2,000 years ago. They were being evil then. They were raising hell then. Okay, fast forward. Actually, before the Greek times. In fact, we have a man working on what I'm just getting ready to tell you right now. Mark Tommy is working on historical occasions when the Jews have worked directly against the people that where they were living, the nation, where it be Greeks, where it be Assyria, where it be England, where it be Spain, wherever they are, they always work against the populace. In Greece, they opened the doors to the invading hordes. They did the same thing in Vienna, where they opened the doors to let the Muslims come in. They did the same thing in Toledo in Spain. Mark Tommy's going to talk all about that. Okay, fast forward to say the Napoleonic Wars. I'm going to come to modern time, people. I hope I can get this through. I hope I don't run out of time. The Napoleonic Wars. I think I've discussed this before. You have when Napoleon was fighting Wellington at the Battle of Waterloo, the Jews, a.k.a. Amschel Rothschild, at the time the richest man on the face of the earth, but he wasn't rich enough, and here's how he got even richer. Amschel Rothschild had his agents near enough the battle between Wellington and Napoleon. He knew who won the battle way yonder before the British, government knew. He had his messengers stationed there. He had them stationed at the English Channel. He got news. He knew that Napoleon had lost way before the British did. At least I repeat myself. And when he got news, I don't want to lose my place. We're going to go back to Amschel Rothschild standing at the banks, at the door of the Bank of England when we come back. I'm going to wrap this up quick. Be right back, folks.
Daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. New this hour, this Saturday, we learned the U.S. military strikes in Syria and Iraq have hit at least 85 targets, and there are reports of at least 40 people killed. President Biden hinting at this attack for almost a week, and then ordering it 2 hours after the bodies of the three American soldiers arrived at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, their caskets draped in the American flag. Nothing, by the way, hit in Iran. Only Iran-backed proxy forces were targeted. Reaction from Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to all of this. He says in a statement, unfortunately, the administration waited for a week and telegraphed to the world, including to Iran, the nature of our response. In other news, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg being sharply criticized for allowing four illegal aliens who were under arrest to be let go without bail. The four men arrested after assaulting two New York City policemen in Times Square, brutally kicking them in the head, the video going viral. Two of the men giving news reporters and photographers the finger as they left the jail. The men reportedly hopped a bus to California, and there are some news outlets reporting these four may already be back in Mexico. New York City launching a $50 million program to hand out prepaid credit cards to illegal aliens. Administrators from Democrat Mayor Eric Adams' office will begin handing out the prepaid credit cards to families being housed in New York City hotels. The immediate response card initiative appears to be similar to the state's food stamp program called SNAP, which provides lower-income New Yorkers with a credit card to cover the cost of food. This freebie comes as New York City police say the latest crime wave is illegal aliens who have formed pickpocketing teams who are stealing wallets, purses, and cell phones from unsuspecting patrons at restaurants and bars in Manhattan. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to go back with my old head. Well, remember, you know, keep in mind, I'm an old dude. Anyway, we're back to Amschel Rothschild, I believe is what it was. He was standing, he was the head of the Rothschild family. That was not their original name, the Rothschild. They changed their name. I don't remember his legitimate, his real legal name, but they changed it to Rothschild, which means, I'm sure Monica later on will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that means Red Shield. His name was Amschel Rothschild. He was standing at the doorway of the gigantic Bank of England when he got news from his courier that I told you all about. He had this top quality ultra high tech intelligence service, greater, more high tech, better functioning, more efficient than the British had themselves, that the British Army had. Well, he knew, he found out that Napoleon had lost to Wellington. Wellington being the commander in chief, the field marshal there at the Battle of Waterloo. So what he did, he was pacing back and forth, looking real nervous and worried, wringing his hands. So he went into the Bank of England. He started selling all of his stocks in the Bank of England. Okay, so at that time, Amschel Rothschild was recognized as probably what would be Bill Gates today. What's his name? They call him the Wizard of Omaha. He was looked at as the foremost economic stock trader, banker in the world. He was looked at as a genius in finances because he was already very wealthy. Well, when these people saw that, when these other millionaires saw that, him selling his stock in the Bank of England, they immediately rushed in. They thought, that Wellington had lost, that the British had lost, and God only knows what was going to happen to Britain. They figured, well, hell, the Bank of England would be worthless. So everybody goes in and starts selling their stock like crazy, and it caused a hellish, worse than the stock market crash in 1929 in the United States, a hellish drop. You know, $10 worth of stock went down to, well, I'll put it this way, $1 worth of stock probably went down to 2 cents. So after everybody had gone in and just took a bloodletting, fire sale, worse than a fire sale, sold their stock, guess what he did? He went in, he being Amschel Rothschild, he bought up all the stocks. That's how he gained control of the Bank of England. All right, here's some of the quotes before we go further. Here's some of the quotes he made. He said, when asked when's the best time to buy stocks and property like that, he said, get only a Jew would say this, when there's blood in the streets, that's when you buy. And that's exactly what he did. He bought one of the blood industry. Okay, he found out. I'm coming to a point, folks. I'll try to wrap this up. Coming to a point. Keep in mind, I just took you back to the Garden of England, the Garden of Eden, before we got up to Baron Amschel Rothschild. This same thing happened all the way from the Garden of Eden through Abraham's day, Isaac's day. It's happening Jesus' day. Money, 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 war, war, war. Not only did he say the best time to buy stocks and bonds was when there's blood in the streets, he also said, they said, what is the most profitable business there is? Guess what? I'll give y'all 5 seconds to answer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nobody called in. War. War is the most profitable business on earth. It used to be, people used to say prostitution, but it's not. Prostitution is probably third. Right now you got war, which the Jews are behind. You got human trafficking, which the Jews are behind. You got drugs. Well, drugs probably number two now. Then human trafficking. And then prostitution, which the Jews control all that. And they control pornography. Okay, well, he said that. Profit and war. people, you can check me out on this. Ever since the Battle of Waterloo, after that, every war we've ever been in, if you will check it out, you can. I don't have time to show you all the documentation right now, but every single war that the world has ever been in, be it Russia, be it Poland, be it Germany, be it the United States, even in the Americans, even in the so-called Civil War, the Second War of Independence, it's always been a damn Jew. Even Lincoln himself said he had two enemies. He said he had the bankers behind him facing his back, ready with a knife for his back. He had the rebel army in front of him. And he said the most dangerous of the two was the Jew bankers behind him. They were the most, that's what got him killed. It wouldn't because they hate him so bad. He started printing these greenbacks. That's where the term greenbacks, I don't want to get too far astray. That's where the term greenbacks came from. The Jews would say, we'll loan you all the money you need, Lincoln, to carry on your war against the people in the South, but we're going to charge you this. It was this exorbitant interest rate. I mean, like 30%. It would bankrupt the Union. And I wish it had. So he started printing greenbacks, much like Kennedy was going to do before he got assassinated. When he was starting, when JFK was going to have, he had an audit done on the silver in the federal banks, and he started printing silver certificates. There was a presidential an executive order to do that, because Kennedy was going to do away. He was going to castrate the Federal Reserve, not by just outlawing them. He was going to do it by having United States silver certificates printed up. Not Federal Reserve notes, which anytime you hear the word note, that means debt. Car note, boat note, any kind of note. A note on your school scholarship. In fact, I have one, a $2 silver certificate. That's what got Kennedy killed, so got Lincoln killed. Okay, going back a little bit. That war I just told you, the Lincoln's War, it was caused people by money. Gene has done, and Nancy have done, lesson after lesson on this. It was caused by money. Lincoln was going to let that. Lincoln didn't give a damn about the Negs or slavery. He told the representatives in the South that he would let them break away from the Union if they would just agree to pay taxes. Okay, going forward from, and there's been many other wars besides the ones I'm naming now. Prior to Wellington, prior to that war, the Battle of Waterloo, and prior to the American Second War of Independence, the same, you know, the First War of Independence, money, money, money. That's what King George wanted, money. Okay, listen, the bloodiest war we ever had in the whole history. It wasn't the Spanish American War with the false flag, the battleship Havana got blown up. That wasn't the bloodiest one. It was pretty bloody, but nothing compared to the First World War. The Germans, oh, by the way, people, almost forgot, this is German week. We're going to start talking about German now. I just got the note. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, little Lizzie. This is going to be German week. Excuse me, German month.
German month.
Yeah. We're going to talk about everything German. I got to hurry up and wrap this up, too, so we can talk about some of that. Okay, and this has to do with German right now. The First World War. By the First World War, the Jews were already getting a stranglehold on the German banking industry, the German chemical industry, the German steel industry, just like they were here in the United States. They created that war. Millions and millions of people got killed. And people, just think about this. What on earth is worth millions of good white, the flour, the cream of the crop, white people being murdered for? What is worth that? What would you go to war for that? Well, they did. And listen, after the First World War, the International World Jury hated the Germans so much. And I've said this, is kind of an aside. And I believe that when they first started hating the Germans so bad, because Martin Luther, a good German, is the one that busted the Catholic Church. Because the Catholic Church had become extremely corrupt. Read Martin Luther if you don't believe me. And if you don't believe me, look fast forward to now, where the Catholic Church is blessing, they're actually blessing this LGBT, these faggot weddings. If you're in a Catholic church now, you need to not walk, you need to run the hell out of that Catholic church, just like you would these other faggot blessing churches. Anyway, let's get back to the World War II. All right. Our dear beloved Adolf Hitler. I consider him the greatest white man that's ever lived. I mean, there's nobody better. Lee might have been his Robert E. Lee. But Adolf Hitler did more for his white race, his white German people, than anybody that's ever lived. He actually did it for all white people on earth. Here's what he did. Germany, during the Great Depression, it made the United States look like a paradise compared to Germany. We talk about how many people starved to death in the United States, how bad it was, but people were starving by the thousands in Germany. Berlin had the highest rate of sexual perversion, sex pots in the world. You cannot believe how miserable they were. Adolf Hitler brought them out of that. Adolf Hitler, in a few short years, brought Germany. They had the greatest economy, the highest standard of living of any place in the world. The damn Jews hated that. People, get this. 6 years before the Second World War shots started firing, as soon as we come back, I promise you I'll wrap this up in about 3 minutes. Be right back, folks.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to try my best to wrap this up. If I don't get through, we'll do part two next week. Because we got to get, by the way, this is German month. We're focusing on German month because no people in the, not even the South, has been trotted down in the dirt as bad as our German brothers and sisters. That God bless them. Anyway, and it's still going on today. And the Jews will never stop until they utterly, completely destroy Germany. And they want to utterly, completely destroy the South, but they hate Germany even more. But anyway, back to where I was. Okay, we're going back to the Second World War. At the end of the First World War, the Germans were going through indescribable hell. Despair was off the scale. People were starving to death. There was disease rampant because they didn't have medicine, they didn't have food. I just told you what these millionaires could come from all over the world to Berlin because they could get any sex they wanted, little boys, little girls. People were selling their bodies for enough to eat to keep them alive for a day. That's how bad it was. And it was that bad because after the First World War, Wilson and all of his Jew buddies, put in, they sanctioned what they called, I'll think of that treaty where it was signed. They forced the Germans to sign that treaty in the rail car in Versailles, the Versailles Treaty. They forced them to sign that treaty at Bayonet Point, just like they forced Lincoln to sign a treaty at Bayonet Point. And the Germans were forced to pay unbearable reparations they could not pay. So what they did to pay it, they cranked the printing presses up as fast as they could to print millions and millions and millions of marks. They were printing so many marks that what few German men had jobs. They said the story was the wives would go at noon, as soon as their husbands got their checks, to rush it and cash it to buy food because the inflation was so bad. The German mark was losing money that day. There was one of the stories said that you would have to take your money, your marks in Germany, in a wheelbarrow to the grocery store, and people were stealing. They were dumping the marks out and stealing the wheelbarrows. But that was how bad. I mean, that's an oversimplification. That's how bad it was. But anyway, like I said earlier, I think it was like 6 years before the shooting start when Germany supposedly invaded Czechoslovakia. Hitler knew. Kind of as an aside, he knew that Stalin was planning to attack Germany. Stalin was planning to attack, choke through Germany and conquer all of Europe. He knew that. And as well, the communist FDR knew that, but the son of a bitch would never admit it. Anyway, they declared economic war. You can go to the newspaper. I don't have it with me. There's a newspaper published in England back in the 30s that said International Judea declares war on Germany. They called for a boycott of all German goods. Hitler and the Germans had kicked out all the Jew bankers. They kicked out all these Jews in the government. They got rid of all those blood-sucking, parasitic Jews, and they got their own money system. I wish I knew exactly what economic system was, but it created a miracle never unseen in the history of the world. The greatest recovery unseen in the history of the world, where the Jews brought that to a screeching halt. Something I'm getting ready to tell you, I've mentioned before, there's an excellent book. The name of it is The Transfer Agreement, and it was written by a Jew by the name of Black. Now, his details are really good, but now he naturally favors the damn Jews. But the International Judea made a treaty with Hitler and the Germans that they could get all these Jews out of Germany. And nothing the Germans would please the Germans more than getting these damn Jews out of Germany. And the Jews wanted to go to their promised land in Palestine. And you see where the Jews are now. So they created after they got through getting Hitler to sign the paper, and Hitler and the Germans did all they could, they even supplied money, machinery, tools, medicine to get these Jews over to Palestine. Stalin supplied them with weapons. Stalin being, he was controlled by the Jews. They plied with them. So they sent all these Jews migrated to Palestine. I'm hurrying people. If I leave anything out, I'll correct myself later. So after they got everything they wanted, they declared war on Germany anyway. And once again, they destroyed Germany, completely almost destroyed Germany. You may know about all the Eisenhower death camps after the war, the mass rape. It's been said that not one lady survived, not one woman survived, probably from 10 years old up to 80 years old. They were raped. They're just massive rapes. And the bloodthirsty Eisenhower knew all about it. He approved it. And so listen, since then, the Jews were behind that war. The Jews were behind Korea. The Jews were behind Vietnam. The Jews are behind what's going on right now. And I'll wrap this up. The Jews have a complete, absolute stranglehold on the entire Western world. They do not have Russia yet. That's why they hate Russia so bad, because Russia, like I've said 100 times before, has the largest repository of white people on the face of Europe. It's the only Christian nation left on the face of Europe. You can't be LGBT and all these perverted sex religions over there. They do not tolerate that. That's why they hate Russia so bad. And I'm begging you people out there, I'm begging you people, do not join the Army, do not join the Marines. If you know anybody's in there, and encourage them to get out. If you have to desert, do what the hell you got to do. Do not go over there and fight, especially the drought. They're talking about cranking up the drought here in the United States of America. I would die before I let my grandson get drafted and go fight, especially for a bunch of damn Jews. We have to defy people. I'm begging you like I did last week. Defy your masters. Defy these rulers. Tell them to go to hell. And if they don't listen to you, you take measures. You do what you have to do, but do not fight for these stinking Jews. And if any details I've left out, I'll try to wrap up next week. But right now, we've got to bring my sister, Sister Braveheart, on. Sister Braveheart, I hope I didn't take up too much time, dear. Go ahead,
Eddie,
and let us know what you...
Eddie, that was one of the best hours I've heard on Blood River Radio. Like, that was a history lesson, bar none. It was great. And I'll just segue from a couple of things, you know, to tie in with... the Rothschild, you mentioned Amschel Rothschild, the patriarch. Well, the matriarch, so that would be his wife, and the mother of the five sons that went out and started the five big banking houses in various cities in Europe. Well, she said, was it not her? Maybe I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was she that said, if my sons did not want war, there would be no wars. So this underlines
Bingo.
What you've been saying about the Jews
yes.
who have been behind all these wars. They have been instigating and inciting all these wars to happen. And you know, people, they even normies are familiar with the old saying that, you know, the wars are funded on both sides by the bankers. Well, who are the
yes.
bankers, right? Like, so you just look at that. And not only do they fund both sides, meaning that, you know, they're going to provide the money for the arms factories and this and that just so that people can kill each other, but they instigate these wars. They cause these wars with false flag events and lies and deceptions, and that's how they do it. So everything that you've talked about, it relates to that the Jews have instigated, they have perpetrated, they have caused the wars to happen, they cause the hatreds between peoples to happen, and they cause brother wars, which World War One,
exactly.
World War Two were brother wars, then the so-called Civil War in the United States was brother wars, and you talk about the Germans being targeted and the Southerners being targeted. Well, there's so many German people in the United States, aren't there? So it's largely
yes.
one and the same. My goodness. So, yeah, thanks for that real good history lesson, Eddie.
Well, thank you. You know, the one common denominator you mentioned, the one common denominator that's a common with every single one of these wars, here's what it is, people. The Jews always start one they play one white nation against another white nation. It's always white people being killed. And their end goal, people, we said here 1,000 times, their end goal of these Jews is to complete utter destruction, extermination of the white race off the face of the earth. And what better way to do it than war, huh, Monica?
Absolutely. And I've got some quotes here that I could pull out. Probably we're going to run out of time here shortly, but I do want to bring up some things that I'm reading right now about Czechoslovakia during the expulsion of the ethnic Germans in 1945. I'll just, this little introductory paragraph, the atrocities committed in Czechoslovakia during the expulsion of the ethnic Germans in 1945 were so far into the realm of the irrational, there is a tendency to deem them figments of the imagination. In this way, the Czech orgy of hate, the mass murders and torture of both soldier and civilian became an indescribable perversion that, through its very enormity, actually provided a form of protection for its perpetrators, because the civilized mind shies away from believing such horrors could be perpetrated by one people upon another. That is actually really important.
Yes.
Because these things were so horrific and so bad, people don't believe it. They can't believe it. And of course, we know who incited this orgy of hate. So, you know, I'm sure that a lot of this orgy of hate and torture and murder of Germans was being done by ordinary civilians, but they were incited by the lies and the utter... Yeah, anyway, they were really incited by the usual suspects against the Germans.
And our Judeo-Christians go right along with it, and they actually egg it on and say, yes, let's kill more Palestinians, let's kill more Germans because they're anti-Semitic. Dear people, please hang on. We're transitioning to the next hour, hour two. We're going to pick up the bell cow. It's the second hour. I'm bowing out. It's going to be Sister Nancy and Sister Braveheart. Be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.